State Representative Paul Opsomer sponsored the House concurrent resolution number 6. He's on the other end of our line. How are you, Paul?
We're doing well, Tony, and how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I saw this. This is a great idea. It's all fine and dandy, but do they care at the feds what we think here in Michigan?
You know, I think they do. Congressman Huizenga was there. He did discuss the resolution. He supported the resolution. I've talked to Congressman Camp and Congressman Rogers about it also. I think it's becoming a much more critical issue here in the United States. We wanted Congress to know, and the President, because this will be forwarded to the President, our concern as legislators, because for every dollar that you know, the state of Michigan spends, another 40 cents comes in from Washington that we end up spending here. And so there is a very direct connection. If they don't get their act together financially, that does affect our budget in a very dramatic way.
So bottom line, you want the feds to balance the budget. Now, how do you send something to the president? How does that work?
Did you say that again, Tony?
Yeah, how do you send this document to the president?
Formally presented to the president, and it's been also formally presented to Congress. The House, Michigan House of Representatives, and the Michigan Senate both concurred with strong majorities that we're asking that Congress begin a balanced budget amendment process. And we'll follow up with discussions, and we'll follow up with communications to them, emphasizing how important we feel this really is.
I know that the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce recently urged state legislators to act quickly on legislation that would increase transportation funding. I know this is something you have great interest in. Tell me about it.
You know, we've actually started hearings on four of the bills. We're looking at some of the efficiency bills first that demand that local units of governments and county road commissions adopt best practices when it comes to health insurance, when it comes to employee benefit programs such as, you know, defined benefit, where you're going to switch to a 401k. We've also started some hearings on the corridor improvement project. And as you reported, I think last week, the governor signed the bill to allow county board of commissioners to take over road commissions. That's all a part of the package that we're actually beginning to move out.
We recently had Wayne Kangas on the program. He's the Clinton County Sheriff. He was telling us about a fire that occurred in a trailer. It was a meth lab, if you will. And I know that you have some legislation that would provide help with the costliness of cleaning those meth lab up.
In fact, we just introduced a bill, Tony, specifically looking at a fund when police agencies or local units of government actually someone is arrested for, you know, drug possession or selling of drugs, they can confiscate much of their personal property, and that's put into a pool. And we're asking that some of that pool be set aside specifically for local units of government or residents, as they, or like if someone's renting a property that was turned into that, so that they could then use some of that money to help rehab that house. Because when you have a meth lab, oftentimes you have a very hazardous situation that's left behind. Insurance does not cover that, and you know, the local unit of government, if it's an abandoned home, is stuck with a very expensive process to get that cleaned up.
The U.S. Supreme Court late last month unanimously decided that the federal government placing GPS tracking devices on people's vehicles is an act that should require a formal search warrant. You supported that decision.
Absolutely supported that. It's something we're very concerned about. I think you're going to see a lot of this in the near future. If you talk to road agencies, the U.S. Department of Transportation, for example, really would like to go to a funding mechanism where they track people and then give them a bill for the roads that they drove on over the course of each week or each month. Because it's so easy to do today, and it's something I would strongly oppose, and I really support the Supreme Court decision. I'm glad they went in that direction.
The Clean Water Action organization held a press conference in January at the state capitol to urge the majority of the legislature to start protecting Michigan's water and other natural resources. And I wanted to get your take on that. It must be a fine line in trying to protect our waters while allowing people to hunt and fish and to do business with them.
It is, Tony, and everything we do in Lansing, you know, it is a fine line. It's always a balancing act, but tourism is probably, you know, one of the great things that attract people to Michigan, and we do invest in Pure Michigan because of that specific reason. And so you're exactly right. It is a balancing act, but I do support clean water. I do support keeping the lakes here, you know, healthy so that they do attract tourism, and we do have an excellent quality of life here in Michigan.
Anything new on the Asian carp front from what you know?
No, not at this time.
All right. And what are you going to be working on during the next couple of weeks?
Something we should talk about on your program. I'm extremely upset. We have a lot of elected boards, and we're going to have a bill coming out next week that people are starting to vote as elected officials from home. They'll call in and say, this is my vote. And I strongly oppose that. If I'm an elected official, U of M Regent Board, a township board or city council, I have to be present in the room and cast my vote. And I'm also, a lot of university boards, U of M just did that. They declared an emergency and said we're going to have an emergency meeting and met without any notice of any type to discuss issues that, in my opinion, were not an emergency. So we're going to introduce legislation defining and revamping the Open Meetings Act so that if you're going to declare an emergency, it's going to have to be a real emergency.
Who are you?
So that's going to be coming up. You're going to hear a lot about that starting next week.
All right. Who are you supporting for president?
We're supporting Rick Santorum for president, and he has endorsed Rick, and I hope he wins or does very, very well next Tuesday.
Why do you like him?
I like Rick because I think basically overall he's a better conservative. I think he's more of a fiscal conservative. And going back to House Concurrent Resolution number 6, when we have a $15.3 trillion debt in Washington, we need to become very aggressive in solving that.
We've been talking with State Representative Paul Opsomer. Thanks so much, Paul. We'll talk with you soon.
Tony, you have yourself a great day.